Let me ask you a question. What is needed most by parents at home? What will add more weight to your witness for Christ than anything else? What single quality in a business that builds respect? Consistency. That's the answer. Steadiness. You can count on it. It'll be there tomorrow, just like it was today. Early in the day or late at night. Consistency stands firm. It knows nothing of ups and downs, highs or lows, blue Mondays or holiday hangovers. It hates tardiness. It thrives on sacrifice and unselfishness. It's an obvious mark of maturity. It's hanging in there day in and day out, in spite of everything that could get you sidetracked. When pain or hardship bites, consistency does not bleed. When the majority is tired and irritable, consistency is stable and resilient, reliable and faithful, not opposed to change or reason, but trustworthy, not stubborn, but solid. That's the word, solid. It's the stuff that mothers are made of. When one of their children gets sick, it reveals itself in faithful employees who show up on time, roll up their sleeves, and commit themselves more to doing the job than watching the clock. Diligence is its brother. Dependability is partner. And discipline is parent. This is something like what Jesus was trying to tell us in Luke, the 18th chapter, in verse 1. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. This parable that he was about to give them was to encourage consistency in their life of prayer. Jesus said, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a woman in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said to himself, I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming she weary me. The judge met her request because of her continuous coming. In Bible terms, consistency is woven into the fabric of Scripture truth. Paul had it in mind when he told Timothy, be ready in season and out of season. And when he exhorted the Galatians, let us not lose heart, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. James said it like this, let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect. We are reminded that Abraham was consistent when it came to believing in God's promises. The Bible says he staggered not at the promises of God. And best of all, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. One of the most magnetic characteristics of Christ is his consistency. When you need him, he's there. He's there even if you don't think you need him. He's never too early or too late. He is never in a lousy mood, nor will he ask you to call back during office hours. He's available because he is consistent. With him, there's no new year or old year. He is the same regardless. And I believe that it is time for us to be consistent in our walk with God and continue to walk after the ways of the Lord. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.